The power of now is the power of you, is the power of me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the power of now. This thought for today is a powerful thought. It's a powerful concept, it's a powerful realization, because it's a thought that is from what is the thought that you think now? What is the idea that comes into your mind? What is the idea that comes into my mind? What is it that I am and what I see and I do now? This moment, I am sitting here in the Hermitage, and I am looking about at the green bushes and trees and flowers and plants all around, all the windows of the Hermitage. All four walls of the Hermitage are windows. And I look out, and I have the outside in and the inside out. And inside I have plants and flowers. Many of my friends have brought me beautiful plants. And they sit here next to me and across the room from me and all around me. And I look at this one plant. It's a green succulent type plant with lovely flowers on it and beautiful stems on it, beautiful leaves on it. And the leaves have a beautiful waxy green to them. They're all gorgeously formed and healthy and vital. A few of the lower leaves are ready to be dropped off, no longer providing chlorophyll for the plant. But I look at the plant, I look at it now. I look at it right now, this moment, as I see it. I don't think I'm seeing it now, but I am. I don't think that now is a time that I'm seeing, but it's the only time that I am seeing. And I look at the plant, and I am not so interested in counting the leaves or seeing how the leaves are formed or seeing where the leaves are going or what the leaves are doing. It's just a matter of looking at its beauty and looking at how it's formed and how marvelously and perfectly and healthily it is manifesting itself. Now I look at the plant, and now I shift my view to another plant, another entirely different type of plant. Beautiful, tall stems on it, giant flowers bursting out of the top, large fan leaves around it. Glorious. And then I shift my view to another pot, another plant right next to it. And it's golden leaves, and yet really not golden. They're more like the morning sunlight, more like a very light yellow, a light yellow sparkling off the horizon of the morning sun. And a little golden hue here and there, just a little split, a little slit popping out. And they're jumping away from their golden stems, and their stems are green and a little bit of brown. And the brown is not age or dry, but it's just part of the naturalness of the plant. And out of the plant, it jumps out of its pot. And in its pot, someone has put a lavender piece of tissue to give it a little bit of color on down below, and perhaps to help sell the plant as it more beautiful. And the plant is really quite lovely. And I look at it, and I look at the pot. I look at the plant. And then my eyes pass through the plant to the beautiful manzanita trees outside, and to the mountain lilacs, full bloom with their purple blossoms, gloriously sparkling out in the morning light. Right now, my eyes are filled with beauty. Right now, my eyes are filled with the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the naturalness of nature, giving forth whatever it is. Now, I think of my body, and I think of this physical body that I have, and I think, wow, how perfectly it forms itself, how perfectly every cell gives birth on the body, replacing the cells that are no longer useful but have dusted off, with the new stem cells that jump into place and say, hey, what do you want me to do here? And I just say, status quo, do whatever the other cells have been doing. But this other cell was a scab cell. You want me to be a scab cell too? Well, of course, be a scab cell. Now, you see, thoughtlessly, I talk to my stem cells. Thoughtlessly, I say to my stem cells, be whatever was previously there. Because I don't have time to think about it, I think. My stem cells say, what do you want me to do? And I say, be your original purity and integrity and make everything there in its original purity and integrity. Be an inspiration and a glow and a direction to it. Now, now do that, now. And the power I put to motion is the now. And the act is done. And as I think this again and again and again for every one of the billions and trillions of cells that are born every day into my body, the newness of each of these cells, the newness of each of these issues of my body. Yes, as I take responsibility to say, all is in divine order. All is its original purity and integrity. All is its original... Now! I say, all is its original purity and integrity now. And I give that power to whatever I speak to these beautiful stem cells, to the bed in which the stem cells lie, to my body at large, to all. Oh yes, there is a divine pattern. There is a divine pattern to the manzanita trees that grow here in the high desert. And these manzanita trees are lovely to look at. And then all of a sudden, up the stem of it, you'll see that it's dying. But around the outer part of the stem, it's living. And that livingness wraps in over the dyingness. And pretty soon, the dead part of the branch is covered with a new branch that has just sort of swept around it. And you say, what an interesting way to live. Why would the dead branch want to be there? And why would the living branch want to wrap itself around the dead branch? My goodness, how interesting that is. And the leaves are so green. And the berries are so lovely to look at. It's such a glorious thing, seeing nature in the now, seeing it beautiful and good. I can talk about the now. I looked at the trees in the now, and they were dry leaves because no rain had fallen. And they were sort of making the tree all die, and parts of the tree no longer drew forth the wonderful essence of life out of the universe. And then, as I walked the path, I loved the trees and blessed the trees. I blessed the manzanita trees. I blessed everything right in the now, right now. And as I blessed them, little by little, they re-nurtured themselves. They returned to their original purity and integrity. And now, as I look around me, I see a mountaintop festooned with manzanita bushes, bright and green, lovely red bark all over them. I see the various cacti shooting forth their beautiful stems and bursting forth with flowers. And I see the hillsides ablaze with the color of lovely new flowers rising up out of the morning mist, rising up out of the morning dew, fresh and brilliant and beautiful. I create my world as a garden of flowers, fresh and beautiful, evergreen, ever lovely. I create who I am now. I create this body, whole and perfect, as my wonderful vehicle, my temple, in which I live and which I travel. Wherever I go, this body accompanies me and blesses my activities. And everyone who looks at my body says, "Wow, what a beautiful young man, what a beautiful young man." And that's how I see me now. And I give the power to my body to be that way now. I give the power of my mind to be brilliant, to be genius, to be overflowing with ideas and thoughts and happy times now. I give that power, which is my nature to give, and all of my world blossoms forth with that which I am. That's the only thing that really matters, isn't it? That's the only thing that makes any difference in our life. To live in the now. To live now. To live and use the power of now, the power of being aware of now. Now is the moment of perfection and truth and love. As I dwell totally in now, the only time there is, I realize I dwell in my original purity and integrity, and that's all that matters. I could dwell in anything else that I choose to. I could name and claim anything I choose, whatever it may appear to be, or whatever I think it is, because that's what I think it is. Or I could name everything its original purity and integrity. And as I do this, then all the joy and the beauty and the goodness and all the abundance and all the happiness of the universe is mine right now. For I live in the power of now. I live in the power of this awareness of who and what I am. And that power, that awareness, is good and very good. But it's up to me. Because I have the choice. I have the choice of living in any illusion I choose. I give power to any illusion I choose now. And as I give power to the illusion of purity and goodness, my original purity and perfection, my original integrity and my original purity, these are the things, as I give attention to them, so be it. So they are in my world. So I am it. So it is. And there is none beside it. How wonderful life is. Have a wonderful day. And know that you in my now are perfect. Every whit. I love you. I love you. I love you.